Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is January 6, 2020, the next chapter, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. I got a hi out of you, Mike. I was just about to say something. I kind of stuttered and stumbled in the middle because my good friend Mike, who usually is sitting in front of a fire pit falling asleep this hour tonight, is here tonight. God bless you, Mike, and good to see you here. Tonight, we have a very special prayer. Tonight is the anniversary of the peaceful protest at the U.S. Capitol on the 6th of January, 2020. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads in prayer. Bow our heads in prayer for those who lost their lives last January 6th. And moreover, for those who are here today, locked away in untenable conditions, being mistreated and ignored by the same evil people that allowed the protests over the summer prior to go unfettered. And Heavenly Father, we pray too for those on the other side, that they might see the light and understand what this great nation is all about and what the brave people that took the time to go down and support our president and our nation, why they went and what they went down for. We pray these things in your heavenly, glorious name, O Lord. Amen. Our list of January donors: Alicia, Reverend Dave, Rudy, Andy, Lisa, Marcy, Rena, and Premium Truth Signups of Patty, Linda, David K, patrons of Alicia, Reverend Dave, and Dan. We're getting a lot of support for these podcasts. Thank you so much. Please tell your friends about it. Please do support us in any way you can. And if you can, you know, make a donation, donate.eamedia.online. Let's keep the truth online. So a couple of things this week we're going to open up before we get into the topic of the night. I usually keep up on things pretty well, but I've been so busy with there's so many topics. We're drowned with so much right now. I think I missed the 411 on Biden's demand for corporations to force employers into getting vaccinated. I thought that was bumped. I thought that was stopped. Now, I'm told that it's going back in before the Supreme Court again tomorrow at 10 a.m. And I'm really hoping, really hoping that's true, because we really need to stop that crap. So I call my wife a Democrat. And if I call someone a Democrat, no, I'm sorry. I called her a liberal. I don't hate Democrats. It's these far left liberal, nouveau Democrats, and rhinos on the other side. But I called her a liberal today because she came home and she said, "You know what? They were going to fire me unless I got this vaccine." But she listened closely to my words and my logic. She didn't want to lose that job she had and the friends she had at work. And despite being beaten and bonded and bound by the slaves of our nation, she took my advice and she did get the vaccine. But she got the Johnson & Johnson. I said, At least if you do that, you're not supporting Bill Gates or Fauci or any of those other criminals. In fact, you never hear Johnson & Johnson even mentioned anymore because they're not making any money off it. They didn't even want them in a picture. But I know the manager at the store. He knows who I am, and I know who he is. I walked up and I said, look, you might have chained and bound all of your servants that you have working in this store. I said, but God help you. Mark my words. I said, God help you, and God help this grocery chain. If my wife so much as gets the sniffles from your vaccine, I will own your company, and I will. I'm waiting to see what my company does. Now, we're working from home. God help them if they tell us we have to get vaccinated. They put up a thing, a post on our homepage at work. It said, you know, click here to give us your vaccination status. I said, stick it up your ass. My supervisor laughed. I refuse to tell them anything. I'm working from home. It's none of their damn business whether I'm vaccinated or not. You know, if you're self-quarantined at home, basically working without contact with anybody else, there's no reason for you to get that shot. And you're right, Joanne. There's no reason to tell anyone either. They probably know better than to screw with me, but if they don't, they're going to find that they're up against an adversary like they've never imagined. Others have tried to battle me and have lost. They have no chance of winning. And so I have my first speech, political speech, running for the Congress next Tuesday with the We the People group. Invited me to come talk to them, and they hopefully will help me get out there and actually get on the ballot. Before we get into the January 6th, I'll just say that my big platform is, you know, we have a lot of what I call splinter issues. They're important, but they're designed to break us up and to distract us. You know, I care about guns. I care about my religion. I care about the lives of unborn babies. These are topics for debate. These are topics that we can debate and try to save and work with. The topics we can't debate are a topic of the bondage and the ongoing issues of nonstop concern. You know, they're talking about these numbers going up every week. Numbers are going up. The numbers are in unbelievable highest since the start of this whole thing. And even Fauci himself said, yeah, numbers are going up because we're doing too much testing. You know, I don't make light of it. There's people dying of something out there. But get over it already. That's life. That's evolution. Those who can survive, survive. Those who don't, make it stronger for the next generation. We should be there to choose our options. You know, I'm a good Christian. I don't want to make anybody sick. Neither with what's going around. I hate using the word, so I don't want to get censured. The plague, I'll call it. Maybe we can call it the plague. But or the flu or even a common cold. If I'm not feeling well or I'm concerned, I stay home. I go out very rarely right now until this whole thing clears up. That's my personal commitment to the public. But I'll be damned if someone's going to stick an arrow in my shoulder and loaded up with some kind of dangerous poison that's not been tested. You know, given a choice, I might actually have gone and gotten a shot. Who knows? I get my flu shot. I got a pneumonia shot. I don't get all of them, but I get some of them. But when you're so persistent of shoving this crap down our throats, you've got an agenda, folks. You got an agenda. Yeah, exactly. Mike's saying there's no reports of how many people got the flu. They say people got the flu, but they're not comparing that. The big thing is, why don't we see the real numbers? Why don't we see how many cases there were versus how many more people got tested. Why don't they show us those statistics? Why don't they show us those statistics? Yeah, sneaky from the start. Absolutely. You know, we got issues. That I did an interview with a fellow from I can't remember his name. I'll tell you in a second. Really great interview. It's good. It's on the Eternal Affairs Media website, eamedia.online, with Lewis Arthur. He's with the Veterans on Patrol. And they're down fighting the border, and they're basically saying that the Republicans are as responsible as the Democrats for letting the illegals come over and the drug dealers come over and, you know, push their drugs across the border. But the big thing that he said that really struck home was that we've already lost the battle. We lost the battle. We lost the war. But we have to keep fighting. We have to keep pushing. We cannot give up. I've seen some great things in the last election that even though the voting machines are definitely rigged and there's a lot of cheating going on, we can still win in the House and the Senate. But if we stay home and don't vote and we don't see who's running, we'll never know. You know, Mike Pence is one of the biggest sniveling people in the world. I mean, he is a creep. From day one, when I was in the convention in 2016, and I heard they were going to put him in as vice president, I got sick. Never liked him. I mean, I like Chuck Schumer more than Mike Pence, to be honest with you. Evil, evil human being. To not stand up for what's reality. The big thing about 2020 rather, we had a chance to prove that the election wasn't rigged. Biden, the Democrats, were given that opportunity. All we asked for on the 6th of January last year was to have a true recount and to verify that the machines weren't rigged. My God, is that too much to ask for? To have a vote tallied up and verified? Pence isn't even a Republican. I don't know. I get sick just thinking of the man. We went over this at the end. It was a battleground in Cleveland in 2016. Because we needed someone that would make it so they don't want to throw Pence out. Just like we have Harris in there now. Nobody wants to throw Biden out because you get Harris. You know, you have to have the evil one as the vice president so that the one who's being pulled by the strings stays in place. And poor Donald Trump had his strings pulled left and right by Pence and by the others. You know, everybody suddenly becomes this virtuous, great human being and talking about, oh, how evil this insurrection was. Ted Cruz, another one. Another evil, evil human being. If you hadn't seen or watched, if you can find a copy somewhere of the convention recordings, I have the transcripts because I was one of the delegates. He spoke so sweet and so happy when he gave his speech. And at the very end, he just cut Donald Trump a new asshole. He got booed so many times. Not even funny. You know what he just said now? He said the same thing all the Democrats are saying. We got to, you know, stop this and make sure this never happens again. A Republican, Ted Cruz, who stood up against Pelosi a few times. What an evil bastard he is. January the 6th, 2020. It's a war cry. It's the war call, the call to action for all conservative, all Christian, all religious human beings in the United States of America. You know, anybody who hasn't read Martin Luther King Jr. should seriously consider it. Very wise man. He was talking about the blacks, and that, obviously, in his speech he wrote from prison. But I want you to listen to his words and put us down as the slaves, because we've been enslaved by our government as much as the blacks were enslaved before the Civil War. And think of these words wholeheartedly about how we are being abused as well. His words, Martin Luther King Jr. Abused and scorned though we may be, our destiny is tied up with the destiny of America. Before the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth, we were here. Before the pen of Jefferson etched across the pages of history the majestic words of the Declaration of Independence, we were here. For more than two centuries, our foreparents labored in this country without wages. They made cotton king. They built the homes of their masters in the midst of the very brutal injustice and shameful humiliation. And yet out of a bottomless vitality, they continue to thrive and develop. If the inexpressible cruelties of slavery would not stop us, the oppression we now face will surely fail. We will win our freedom because the sacred heritage of our nation and the eternal will of God are embodied in our echoing demands. Doesn't that just fit for the times? Our leader is not Biden. Our leader is not even Donald Trump. Our leader wasn't Martin Luther King Jr., wasn't JFK. Because we have Jesus at our side and God, the power of God. As long as we believe. Anyone who hasn't gone to the LaRouche website, LaRouche in New York. Now, obviously, Lyndon LaRouche passed away a few years ago. I had a great chance to talk. Great man. I had a chance to talk to him several times before he passed away. They're still pushing for our independence, and they still have this strong belief that the British are involved. We never resolved the British invasion. A lot of interesting things going on with that. But the big story they had out today was why the worldwide hysteria around January the 6th. And it's got a cartoon on the Economist front page that shows the British know what's actually at stake. And that's why the Tories in Washington have gone nuts. Simply, they've gone nuts because nothing Joe Biden has done has worked. Simply because despite all they've done to poison, persecute, defame, and frighten, Donald Trump remains the leader of the Republican Party and a mass movement in the United States of America, crossing previous partisan divides and defying the awful fate the globalists thought they would have successfully implemented here by now. Biden and the clown show staff, which runs him, put the Mexican cartels in control of our southern border. Again, you've got to watch that. You've got to listen rather to the interview with on EA Media with Lewis Arthur. He tells all about that. As a result, 100,000 Americans have died of drug overdoses over the past year. He failed in Afghanistan, failed against COVID, and failed to ease the so-called supply chain crisis, which is still intensifying. As inflation zooms ever faster towards hyperinflation, his Build Back Better globalist prescription to drive the nation even further backward has failed. Like those at Balthasar's feast, they stare at the handwriting on the wall and have launched a desperate effort to control the voting in this year's midterms under the pretext of, quote, voting rights. Nor have the unprecedented attempts of Biden's global masters to crush Donald Trump and his movement worked. Quite the opposite, this past year has seen a self-activation and organization of millions of Americans who have determined they must step forward and act as candidates, as election workers, as citizens forming groups to address the manifold crisis facing our nation. You do not see this in the mainstream media, but this is the lion aroused from slumber that the elites mortally fear. As President Trump said on January 6th, it is only the beginning. Our brightest days are before us. Our greatest achievements still away. And I say this despite all that's happened, the best is yet to come. then January 6th, 2021 will stand forever in history. No, not the staged riot in the Capitol, nor the wild fabrications about the two-hour riot, nor the abrogation of constitutional protections for those the FBI has rounded up and charged in the latest manhunt in its history, the largest manhunt in its history, nor the unpunished murder of Ashley Babbitt and others in the continuing witch hunt conducted at the highest levels of this government against their political opponents. They forget the summer of orchestrated riots and violence that turned it out to vote for Joe Biden and found its ultimate act in the theft of a presidential election. That's the ugly chapter written by the people who call January 6th a, quote, insurrection. There is another January 6th, 2021, experienced by thousands who descended on Washington to protest the obvious election theft and listen to the President of the United States. That was a milestone marker of the reawakening of the American people. They watched the increasingly frenetic establishment coup against Trump, contrasting his policies with theirs, particularly Trump's attacks on the globalists, his ending of their forever wars, his reassertion of their sovereignty, and the purpose of the United States. We're now wide awake and there to figure out how to address the theft of an election. Folks, we've been taken over. And if you look at history and the signers of the Constitution, the writers of the Declaration of Independence, who suffered hardships, suffered the dangers of persecution and even death without fear. They're our heroes. They made our country. Now they're trying to knock them down too. Yet rioters can take down the likes of, you know, Minneapolis, Detroit, and other cities, burn the towns to the ground, and they're heroes. It's not what Martin Luther King said. They want to follow their leader. They want to follow the man who brought them out of bondage in the modern 20th century. They should listen to Martin Luther King Jr., who says not to elicit violence, not to go after their cause with violence, but to peacefully protest, to peacefully congregate, and not to leave until their demands are met. But for a few handful of few people who broke those rules on January the 6th of 2021, there were very few people, the tens of thousands, maybe a million or more, that showed up. Did just that. They peacefully protested. They weren't heard. Their voices of over a million people were disregarded. All because they wanted the election audited. They wanted proof the machines worked. They wanted proof that people voted legally. My God, is that asking too much? And yes, Joanne, Joanne posted, I mentioned the ones that are locked up. It's terrible. It really is. These people were locked up without trial, in solitude and confinement, in horrible conditions. I say hooray and hurrah to those brave souls who went down to Washington to that protest, who stood for what they believed in. And me, the big political activist, sadly, I didn't go down, and I had a chance to go down. But, you know, there are those who work in different ways, and I'm still working to get into Congress, and I didn't want to be one of those that got caught down there. You know me, with my hot head, I'd have been one of the first ones into the Capitol. But I was smart enough to stay home, even though I was chomping at the bit. But I'm proud of those people. And I say that January 6th, if the riots over the summer, Black Lives Matter and the other groups that went out, Antifa, when they come out, if that is not something that would, you like, taking over the country, to just like, that's like they're saying we did, you can't compare it. The damage done by those riots is so significant compared to what was done in the Capitol. Yes, it was our Capitol. Yes, it was wrong to go breaking into the Capitol building. I don't condone that action. But get over it. Face the facts, folks. Those of you not listening to this podcast, who don't believe in Donald Trump, who don't believe in our Constitution, who don't believe our Declaration of Independence means anything, who don't believe that even the Civil War was fought over opinions, who believe that all of that is evil. They believe that our nation is evil because we're colonists. We stole the land from the Native Americans. Hey, throughout history, folks, for the last million years, people have done that. It was worse before we were more civilized. What can we do? I don't know. But one thing I will do is I will say that I'm proud of those people. I will not call that an insurrection. The insurrection is Black Lives Matter. That was an insurrection against the government. And I'm not going to say I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize. I don't care what I'm running for. They want to come after me for my opinions. I'm telling the truth. All we asked for was a fair election. And, you know, I don't like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I don't like having the Democrats in charge throwing their crap at us. But had we proven that those machines were fair, that there was no issues with the machines or cheating with fake ballots, people that shouldn't have voted, duplicate votes, I would crawl in my corner and wait for the 4 years to be up and find something better. But no, they wouldn't even let us prove it. Just like they won't prove for 75 years what's in that jab that they're given. What's with that? No, they just chiseled us out with this $1 trillion bill. I thought they had knocked it out. Apparently not. Now, if you can't have a yard sale anymore. You can't do anything, because now if you move over $600, you make over $600, or these PayPal and these other groups have to automatically report that to the IRS. You're a criminal. You have to file this. You know, I believe in filing taxes, but I believe that the little person can start out. It gets so complex to do all that filing. Just give it a break. You know, people should not be taxed under $10,000 at all. Whether you make it at a yard sale or you make it at a job, there should be no tax up to $10,000 or more. And that's my personal opinion. And you used to have that $10,000 limitation. If you didn't feel like reporting it, people didn't. Now you can't even do that. You're not even free to cheat anymore. You should leave us the hell alone. Yeah, no, exactly. Now, I'm smart. I play with the big boys. The way I got around it is since 1981, I've had a regular, normal old C corporation. And guess what? They don't screw with a C corporation. Right, exactly. You're selling personal property you already paid tax on. The tax system is absolutely absurd. And again, I think that the little person should be allowed to build themselves up, build a business, and when they start really making money, go out and make sure that they're filing their taxes on this stuff. And boy, I wish I had the rest of the night to talk about this, because I'm just so upset and so frustrated. But it gives me all that more incentive to push my campaign for Congress. And you can always look at my website to see where I stand. It's going to schechterforcongress.com on the internet. And you can find my name spelled right in the heading of your podcast. Type my name in any web browser and you'll find 16 or 18 pages. I'm sure you'll find very intriguing. We'll follow that more as we go along. once again, our time has come to an end. Keep your chins up. Keep your heads above water. Tell your friends about our great podcasts on Eternal Affairs Media, about my podcast on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll keep following these stories. There's so much. I mean, this guy that's in the White House now, he's just such an ass. We'll have plenty to talk about for the next couple of years. God save us all. God bless every one of you. Thank you for stopping by. You have a great evening. And we'll see you again, same time, same podcast, next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on Podbean. Thank you from Eternal Affairs Media, and please join us on eternalaffairsmedia.online or eamedia.online and check some of the great articles and other things that are on our website. Old man's prophet, absolutely. Old man's I'm gonna put a pitch in the old man's podcast with Dana, Joe, and Eric, and the John Gale program. And John DeVito show. John DeVito got back to me. He said he wants to interview me, by the way. So we did. We're going to hook up on that too. He's interviewing other podcasters, so maybe you'll see me on his podcast as well, sometime in the near future. Keep up with the real news, and have a good night, everyone. Thank you for joining. Have a good evening. Night, everybody.